Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Body and the Beast podcast. Coming straight into your ears for the next few hours are your awesome hosts, Dan Meredith and Jamie Alderton.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to another episode of The Body and the Beast. I am your body, Jamie Alderton.
And I am your beast, Dan Meredith. How are you, you tanned Adonis, you?
I am spectacular, Dan. And yeah, I was going to say, like, sometimes people say, oh, I'm good, I'm feeling great, I'm spectacular. I actually feel fucking awesome. Absolutely incredible. How about yourself?
Beautiful. Mate, exactly the same. I mean, it's handy because I've written a book about it, by the way, available on Amazon, $8.99. but no, I am feeling equally fucking awesome. And considering, you know, we've deliberately planned this podcast for this week, because this week is traditionally, you know, one of the shittest weeks of the year. You'll have probably heard of something called Blue Monday, which I don't actually think is actually a true thing, but it's something a lot of people believe in. But realistically, this sort of like the last week or two of January are generally a bit dog shit because you've had all the fun and joy of Christmas and New Year's. Then there's having to get all the kids back into a routine, get yourself back into a routine, start doing things. Obviously, you know, there's a fresh slate. You know, many of us come in with the new year, new me vibe. And I think, you know, due to the fact that every fucking person on the planet, apparently in the entrepreneurship, personal development and fitness space, was posting the same piece of content at the start of this week, which was this is the day where people traditionally have given up their New Year's resolutions. Good work, guys. Very creative. But sorry, I saw so many of them. But it is often, you know, by this point, people have let things slip and they're already falling back into old habits. So what we thought we'd talk about today is, you know, where we are, where you might be, and give you some tactics to kind of get out of the slump, you know, some things to think about and what to consider at this point in January.
My advice for January is, like, write it off. Like, one of the biggest mistakes that so many people make is they feel that new year, as you said, new year, new me, new goals, get to the gym, this, that, and the other. And this is why you fuck up, because us in the UK, it's cold, it's dark, it's miserable, everyone's skint from Christmas. Fuck January. And this is exactly why I was like, you know, 2 or 3 years in a row, I'm like, January sucks balls. What should I do about that? I know, disappear for 2 weeks. And
yeah, fuck off.
just disappear. I was just like, fuck January, don't care. Don't care about goals. All-inclusive holiday, red wine, mojitos, bloody the lot. Eat whatever I like, sit in the sun. And it was the best thing ever. And I've come back mid-January, absolutely fired up and focused, because I got to a stage where enjoying Christmas a bit too much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, enjoying my holiday, not too much, because of course I was getting like 8-9 hours sleep. I was in the sun, didn't have to think. And this is what's strange, and you'll probably know about this, Dan. Like, the reason that I'm so fired up this week is I'm actually using my brain for productive things rather than should we go to the kids pool today, or should we go to the adults pool today? Should we go to that all-inclusive restaurant today? Should we go to that? Should I have a old-fashioned whiskey, or should I have a margarita? And it's like,
do you know what? I just say to everyone listening, I love the fact that the empathy that probably everyone will be feeling for you right now, Jamie, as they have ground out the first week in a couple of weeks in a miserable as piss Britain, or yep, wherever it is you're probably listening to. But yeah, do you know what? Just, I don't know what I might need to take a break in a second to go get my little violin. So yeah, if there's a little pause, anyone listening, I'm just going to play a little violin for Jamie.
But here's the thing, you know, like one strategy for this. Firstly, I want this kind of January, not obviously to rub it in, although it is nice to rub in a little bit. One of the things that
I don't want to rub it in, but I kind of do a little bit.
One of the things I want you to take away from that is just get some relief that you don't need to have all your goals set by January. Wait until the sun starts coming up at about 7 o'clock instead of about 8:30, because that's a fucking, mm-hmm. you know, that's pretty annoying. And pace yourself this year. Of course, as I was saying, like the reason that I kind of want to remind you of this is if you really think, like I do, how shit January is, what you want to do now, and this is a simple thing to do, just create a holiday pot from now, put money aside, so next January you can be making those decisions that I did for the first 2 weeks. Because I decided last January that this sucks so much that literally this around this time last year, I turned around to Anna and said, do you want to go on holiday in January? Because it's shit. And she went, yep. And
it's also a lot cheaper as well, if you can.
It is a lot cheaper in January. I mean, it is and it's not. One of the problems we have in the UK is if you want sun in January, you're going to have to go, or obviously we went Mexico, so you're going to be having to travel a long distance for that. But then there's nothing wrong with that as well. One of the things that I did like is the time difference. And what I like so much about the time difference is I literally couldn't work because I wasn't on UK time. One of the things I think I said on a podcast previously was I like going to Greece. Because we are 2 hours ahead, so I can get my work done before people wake up, which is very kind of wanky entrepreneur-y kind of language. But you know, if I was having a working holiday, that 2 hour time gap, it was actually a 5 hour in Mexico, and we were actually 5 hours behind. So actually that worked out pretty damn well because most people were doing stuff in the morning, say, and it was like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning at my time when I'm fast asleep. So great.
Nice.
So that once again forced me to not work, and I didn't. Everything was ticking over. I pretty much burnt out before I left to make sure that we got all the podcast scheduled and done, everything done so I could do fuck all. But then of course, the first couple of days exhausted there because of all the work I had to do over Christmas.
Well, mate, I've had an equally. So this is just a little personal for me. So first thing I'm going to say to any of you listening, you can't do what I'm going to say because I did it last year. Okay. So I equally have found January can be one of those things that, you know, it can be a, you know, I love a blank slate. You know, I've come from a corporate sales background when I used to, you know, back in there, that's what I used to do. You always, every month you get reset to zero. That's it. You got to hit your target again every year, back to zero again. So literally it was like, bang, it's a clean slate. And I always quite like that because it's like, for me, that's like limitless opportunities. But I realized what I've done before is, again, as is nothing wrong with this, by the way, I kind of like overindulged a little bit over Christmas. I've let a few routines slip. And I set myself a little kind of sort of like a personal challenge that I was going to get ready for January at the end of November. So I decided to start getting all my things prepped and ready. And even to the point where we had my first team meeting, which was, 2 weeks ago now as of recording, the only way I can describe it is, you know, when your kids are quiet, Jay, you're like,
no.
Why? Okay. No. Well, okay. The concept of, you know,
yeah,
okay,
when, I know, they're, like when Archer's
silent.
Yeah. When Archer's quiet, he's always up to something. Yeah. 100%.
And it was like that. But because I had everything prepped for my new book, for my launch, for the new products, I had it all done last year. Plus, I'd had all my training plan, all my nutrition stuff done. I've actually come into this year running. So I was jogging at the end of last year and I'm running as of January. And obviously a lot of what I have to do is to kind of motivate other people and get them going and doing. So I've had this like abundance of energy to like throw into my work, into projects and, you know, like you shit that might have maybe knocked me back a little bit because I'm already at full speed. I've just been bouncing off and batting off and just literally knocking them aside. But so I've ended up with this fucking fantastic January. You know, it's been absolutely awesome. I've had my first in-person mastermind. I've had loads of people reaching out to me for coaching. You know, I think my energy is palpable in my content. I'm having fun with what I'm doing and it's coming across online. So that's really good. So, but what I said to everyone, so the content that I've been putting out, and I did a little reel on this, I think the first week of January, and I've been saying this to everyone, is like kind of similar to your one. Like those first few weeks, just fucking cut yourself some slack, okay? If your diet shit, if you've gained some weight, if your business, you did a launch maybe and it hasn't gone to plan, or, you know, you're just grinding it out, because a lot of people had that first week off because of the school holidays, and it's like realistically the second week of January was people's first week of January. So as of recording this week, which is week three, it's kind of people like, you know, should be back to work right now. I've just told everyone just to fucking chill, just to chill. Use January, use this time to get your shit together as best as you can. So I've literally been telling people to kind of firstly go through everything they've got and try and remove any obstacles to the goals and the success they want. So let's get our diary sorted. Let's get all the things we need ordered from Amazon or food or tech or whatever it is for their business. Let's go and put some job adverts out. Let's get our launch plan ready. And just, yes, use this month to get ready. Think of this as prep month for 2024. And if you use this month right, you can then, again, so if you're listening to this, you know, live, then this is obviously very applicable. If you're listening to this in the future and you've kind of caught up with this, you know, you're kind of going through the podcast, this is still applicable. Use this period of time when you're maybe a little bit lower, a little bit flatter, you know, things aren't quite where they need to be, to just prep, get yourself ready, look at any potential obstacles that you could have and put some systems and structure in place so they're not going to stop you. Okay, so I'm telling everyone to just fucking chill. Focus on getting yourself back into a good routine again. And when it comes to, you know, I'm not one of these people that shits on New Year's resolutions and plans. You know, I like goals and stuff like that. And if that works for you, fantastic. But equally, if you're listening and you're like, oh, you know, it's not happened, it's not done yet, don't worry about it, okay? One of the things me and Jay are always talking about is the power of consistency. So if you haven't achieved what you wanted to achieve, or you've maybe dropped the ball, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Okay, just think, okay, that was a bit shit. That's not how I would have liked it to have gone. Let's keep going. Just keep fucking going. And I've got this, you know, phrase that, you know, me and mum use quite a lot of, which is just, we move. So when things don't go to plan, when things with my little sister go sideways, as she has a tendency to do, obviously not her fault, but, you know, when life stuff happens, when business stuff happens, it's just a little phrase, we move and we just do stuff. And that act of just doing things right now, well, it doesn't have to be much. It can be, and I would advise you, if you're not quite there yet, small, simple, steady steps that aren't going to make you want to hate life, okay? Doing the things that you can do that you are not going to put off, start there. And think about it like resistance training, yeah? I said this on a podcast the other week, and they said, you know, but you said, you put a lot of content out, you're everywhere all the time. And it's like, yeah, but I didn't start off like that. You know, I said, imagine it, you know, my best ever squat, and I was an absolute fucking tank at the time, was 300 kilos. So I did a 300 kilo box squat. Okay. When I first started squatting, when I was 19, it's 40 kilos. Okay. If you put 300 kilo weight on 19-year-old Dan's back, I crumble like a fucking crouton, okay? It has taken me time to build up the resistance to be able to do what I do now. So think to yourself, what can you do? What small steps can you take daily, weekly, monthly, and start there? And stop, for the love of fuck, if you are talking to yourself like a piece of shit. If you haven't achieved anything, if you've dropped the ball, if things haven't gone to plan, you're not a failure, you're not fucking useless, you're not rubbish, you're not fucking never going to achieve anything. You're like, cool, hasn't happened yet. Keep going. And as I said just a moment ago, we move.
Yeah, I like that phrase. Something I've said to you is a broken crayon still colours. I need a quote, Dan. I need a quote. You know, this is the...
Oh, shit. Do you know what?
This is the time of the show.
I'm leaving. Go on. Okay, you do your quote because I need to go get my little book. No, as I said... I'm coming back. I'm coming back.
Okay, you're coming back. No, I said a quote that I actually love is a broken crayon still colours. And no matter where you are in your life, no matter where you... what you're feeling or where you are, you can always do shit. You can always get momentum. You can always start again. And it's such a powerful thing to do. Almost as powerful as Mr. Meredith's quote, which he's about to drop from his
page.
Book.
Give me a number between 18 and 131, Jamie.
I will have page 62, please.
62. So, long running joke for those of you who are regulars of the podcast. Will stupidest quote ever. Okay, I take that, you know, Jamie is a repository. He's like the fucking British Library of quotes. Okay, if there's a quote, it is in Jamie's head. And to be fair, they are often very good and very insightful. But I think the highest order of friendship, and I think this is me showing how much I love and care about you, is if I can rip the fuck out of you. Okay? Mm-hmm. I think to 100%. Me that is a sign of a good friendship. So I have a book and it's called Quotes Every Man Should Know. And it was a little silly thing that was given to me as a gift. And it is a tiny little book. What's that? A6? It's a little tiny book. So what I like to do is as soon as he says it, and I'd forgotten to have it because obviously we haven't recorded for a couple of weeks, I just ran over to my bookshelf and grab it. So this is Jamie's quote of the week. A severed foot is the ultimate stocking stuffer.
A severed foot is the ultimate stocking stuffer.
Yep.
That just doesn't make any sense.
And that's under the section called humour.
Oh.
Cool. There we go, everyone. There you go. So what I would like to know is what you took away from that, please give me your thoughts and feelings off that quote, because that's very powerful.
Yeah. Every man should know that. I can't even...
Yeah.
You know, like, I can't even think of... Like,
I can't think of the
breaking that. No. It's not even humorous. No. It's like, okay. Well,
it's just, cool.
Moving on. Okay. Moving well, that put a stuff
and
in our tracks.
That's what we like to call a content torpedo. Let's just blow that the fuck up in the middle of what was quite a lucid flow. But we're going to talk to people about getting out of the slump. So if they're in the slump right now, Jay, so if we're talking to someone who's like, yeah, fuck you and your holiday and the fact that you got 100%. Your prep last year, Dan, what are we going to say to those people? What advice are you going to give to them?
So as typical my style, something that I say to a lot of my clients, do what you can with what you have where you are. One of the biggest problems that you have is that you're trying to do everything right away. And a perfect example is me this week. I'm back into it. And one of the things that I get my clients to track is steps, macros, and weight. And this week, Monday, I was like, right, back on the downloaded NutriCheck, probably one of the best tracking apps you can get. Thanks, Dan, for that
You're
recommendation.
Welcome. The very back on few that. Bits of fitness advice I've ever given you. One app.
Brilliant. Back on the NutriCheck this week. It's been quite difficult because obviously getting back into the habit of tracking everything, but loving it. Realizing that I'm not eating enough this week, so I've just been busy and if I don't prep things. You know, one of the things that tracking your macros gives you is feedback and where you need to improve your habits. So I was like that. And then I forgot to weigh myself on Monday, forgot to weigh myself on Tuesday, forgot to weigh myself this morning. And I was just like, right, okay, let's just not weigh ourselves this week. Let's just focus on the thing that we're being consistent at now. And then I checked my steps and I was just like, well, let's not check on steps either. So of the three things that I was meant to be tracking this week, I've only managed to do one because I was like, right, cool. I'm not going to beat myself up. It's week one, day three. Let's just focus on the most important thing out of those three. And it's just getting the nutrition habits back. So fucked off tracking the steps, fucked off tracking my weight this week. And I've just all in on that one thing. So what I want you to take away from that is if you keep missing things, think about what I like to call a keystone habit. And a keystone habit is a bit like a domino. And imagine all of your habits. So exercise, eat healthy, get your steps in, I don't know, do your cold plunge, journal, all of this shit. Imagine that they're dominoes. And imagine that one of them, and that's all it is, one habit, if you put it in front of the domino and push it, it makes all the others go down. That's what a keystone habit is. So for me, really, what happens is if I just focus on eating healthy, because I'm looking after my food, I feel better. So I have more energy. So I want to go and exercise more. I want to drink more and I want to get more steps in too. So the real focus on that one, just tracking my food, will make the other ones over the next couple of weeks much easier to remember and do.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to pull something out of my mastermind.
Good. You said that really slowly and you worried me for a bit.
You know what I did? Okay, Jamie, what we're going to do. So, ladies and gentlemen, we do prep for this, but sometimes Daniel gets excited. So, Jamie, what I need you to do is talk for 30 seconds while I go and get my mastermind booklet, because I'm going to share some really useful stuff that's going to be very useful for them.
Yep, 100%. So going back to the keystone habit, what I want you to do is think about that one thing that if you are consistent with is going to make all the other habits easier. And it doesn't necessarily need to be tracking food. It might be just getting two or three home workouts in a week consistently. Because actually getting those home workouts in will actually make you want to eat healthier, make you want to drink more water, et cetera, et cetera. So think about what your keystone habit is. And for the next couple of weeks of Jan, only focus on that. And all the other habits will become much, much easier.
So thank you for that, Jamie. So one of the things I got everyone to do, so this is kind of like, so I have like three different tiers of clients. I've got Espresso with Dan, which is my coaching group, got my private clients. So this was a new tier in between the two that I wanted to work with. And I wanted to bring people together as well. Because one of the things that, you know, from my own version of what I'm about to teach you, I realized I was missing was connection. So I've got a good group of friends, but I wanted to connect more with my clients and spend more time with people like me. And obviously I like helping people as well. So I got everyone to do a life audit. Now we had five sections and I just got them to, honestly, you can't see this, but it's basically a wheel and we got them to do coloring in. So I started them off with a simple exercise, okay? Business and finance, health and mindset, productivity and organization, relationships and personal development. So basically it was a score, a colored in score up to from 0 to 5, okay? Then we took each of those and we put how satisfied are you? And why with those scores, okay? So then the goal was to pick one, maybe two, and this is where you have to use critical thinking and objectivity and thinking, right, so if you've got a couple of low scores, so say your business was scoring low, right? But also your productivity and organization, health and mindset was scoring low, but you would need money now, okay? So part of me think, okay, we need to go do loads of business stuff. But if you feel like shit, your sleep is shit, your head is up your ass, your productivity is not fantastic, you're a bit all over the place, you don't have a diary, well, we can't do all the business shit until we've got you feeling and thinking better and you more organized. So that's where you do the objective piece. And then you pick one. So you pick one. So everyone wants to do everything all at once. And then you ask yourself these questions. How much does this impact your life? So, okay, this subject. How much better would your life be if this was addressed? And then when would you like to have this resolved by? Okay, that gives you a little micro manifesto of your biggest pain point, which is kind of like your keystone habit. It's basically, it's just narrowing it down to one thing. Now, every other area, so we've got, you know, as we said, business, health and mindset, relationships, connections, personal development, productivity, and organization. Those are the five steps, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to pick one of those, and we're then going to break those down into action steps that you take daily, weekly, and monthly, because not everything you need to do all the time. So you're going to kind of, and this is based on a best guess and also based on real you, not ideal you, okay? So if you say you're going to get up at 5 in the morning and do 2 hours of business development, I could say that I've done that and I did that through, I'm very willpower and spite driven. So I was able to do that, but I also was, you know, it was me and my partner. She got up early at the same time. This was, you know, 10 years ago. No kids, no distractions. I was able to do that. But I've said before, you know, it's like saying to me when I had to do my training for boxing, much will in the world, I'm not getting up any fucking earlier than I do to go fucking Peloton the shit out of myself. I'm not doing it. But I will happily do it in the evening. So then once you've got your big idea, you break it down into those goals and actions, so the big area you're going to focus on, and that's all you're going to focus on for the rest of the month. Now, that doesn't mean you pie off the other four. Those ones you then look at and think, right, how do I maintain these? So how do I tick these along? How do I keep them going whilst I spend a month focusing on this problem? And that is what I recommended everyone to do. And because, I mean, it was like a 60-page workbook we went through, but that was just one of the key things. It's just literally looking at where you are, looking at what's causing you problems, and being really honest with those problems, thinking objectively, focusing on one major issue that you're going to focus on right now, coming up with some action steps, and it is best guess what you think would work based on the data and information you have, and then you get to it. And then in a month's time, you review your progress. Did it work? Did it not work? Did it smash it? And you adjust accordingly. And that's it. So that is the biggest thing that I would say to that. What I've given you there, listener, is so fucking useful. And it's so simple, people don't do it. I do it with all my clients and I get everyone to do this kind of stuff. And the hardest thing, and this is when I coach people one-to-one, is they all want the thing. They want the business and the growth and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, we're going to get that. First thing we're going to do is we're going to sort your diary out. Okay? Because I need, because I'm saying, if I'm going to need you to do X amount of new business development or content creation or meetings or traffic or whatever it is they specifically need you, well, I need time to do it. And I need time for you to do it in your diary where you're not going to fucking mug it off and say you're not going to do it. So that first month I work with someone is literally exactly what I'm telling you now. We get all the decks settled. So clear all the decks, sorry. We get your life settled, your business settled. We get a routine in place that is realistic. And that is our foundation. So think about this month, or even if you're listening, think, right, not where I want to be. Let's build some stable foundations. Let's focus on one area at a time, put everything else onto maintenance, and then we move.
Love it. Everyone wants to learn karate, but they need to learn how to wax cars. So,
sorry, I was just about to take a fucking drink. You absolute twat.
But it is the karate. Try not to choke on your water. Then it's the same, you know. Like people want to learn the kung fu shit, and they haven't even learned like how to actually do the moves, you know. And this is business. This is so much. Yeah, you know, people want to lose weight. They want to envision themselves with a six pack. It's like, yeah, but like, what are the moves to get there? And if you're not there, it's because you've been doing the wrong fucking moves. And it's about finding what they are. And I think this is such an important thing that you said there, Dan. And it's reflection. And a lot of people don't like to reflect, because I think a lot of times when people fail at something, that horrible feeling of it not going well, people don't want to sit in that, so they want to ignore it. And actually, that's where the gold dust is. And I have this thing called the after action review with everything I do, especially with business. What went right? What went wrong, and what are we going to improve next time? And get over that feeling of, you know, not succeeding with things, and write why it didn't succeed. And what are you going to do differently next time? Because that's the thing, there is going to be a next time, and a next time, and a next time. And
that's beautiful, mate. And do you know what? You touched on a great point on that, mate. One of my very good friends, she is very successful. She's been in a niche for a period of time. And is just a bit bored of it. Now, it's not who she is anymore. She's moving her message to a slightly different format. So she's in this kind of transition phase of kind of like, right, well, I'm moving away from that niche now, and I'm moving towards this niche. And it's difficult. You know, we've both done it ourselves with our messaging over the years. There's that awkward, oh, you know, should I change? Should I just be grateful for what I've got? But, you know, ultimately, if you're not happy with what you're doing, all the money, you know, again, maybe easy for me to say, but, you know, I've taken, you know, huge chunks of cuts off my business, and then it's actually grown much further in due course because those areas weren't making me happy and they were sucking the life out of me, and I became to dread doing them. So I've realized it's much easier to cut certain things away and doing it. But the key point you made there, which is so fucking powerful, is thinking. And I spoke to her the other day, and she said she's literally taking out an afternoon once a week to go sit somewhere different. You know, she's got, you know, well, we all have our favorite coffee shops and gyms and places we go. You know, we all have our little routines. Yeah. She's going to go somewhere different to just think and reflect and review and look at everything as like a scientist with a sort of dispassionate sort of observational view. Look at where they are. And again, no head trash, no negative self-talk, no, oh, I'm shit, oh, I should have done this sooner. None of that. Just looking at it objectively and thinking, okay, where am I? What am I doing? Does this serve me? What do I want to change? If I want to change it, cool. How am I going to change it? What time frame? So on and so forth. So another thing I'll say to you, if you're feeling, you know, a little bit dissatisfied with your business, your body, your relationships, your friendships, connections, whatever, okay, whatever it is you are, take some time, like Jay said, and think about why that is. So think about why, okay? What are you doing or not doing that is giving you that feeling, that result? And think, okay, what changes, what simple changes could I make to make that better? That's
One thing I'll add to that, Dan, as well. Firstly, brilliant. You know, you do need that thinking time. But another thing, which I, of course, have learned from the last 12 days off, is that you need time not to think. You know, everyone knows that sometimes,
yeah, very true.
Sometimes your best ideas come in the shower when you're not thinking about anything. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, fuck, I've figured it out. And it's this subconscious thing that's going on in your head, which it just needs time to be released so it can connect the dots. And that's what I found. I've come back and I couldn't sleep last night because my brain was like, because it spent many days, and as much as I was joking, it spent many days just making very simple decisions. So not using its brain power to its full effect. And I love using my brain power to its full effect, but actually my brain was fucked come December. So it's like,
too much thinking.
And that's where overthinking comes from. And when you overthink, you get overwhelm, anxiety, stress. And now I've had this period of not thinking. My brain's like, hey, we're back. Let's not go back there again. And it's like, once again, that comes down to this thinking of going, okay, how do we not get there again? We need to make sure we're allocating time for not thinking. And the mistake that I made last year is that 2022, I had my phone swap Thursday and I had my spa day on Thursday. And then 2023, my vision was to go, okay, I'm going to actually work an extra half day on Thursday. And actually what I ended up doing was working the full day. And I didn't have that not thinking time whatsoever. So the mistake was is going, oh, actually I can achieve more if I work an extra half day. No, I can achieve more by not thinking and not working that day. And it's very counterintuitive because you think whenever you do have those tight, you know, that complete day off of not thinking, what comes with that is guilt. What actually came, you know, the reason that I felt so burnt out in January is I felt guilty going away in Jan because I've got all of these new clients that are starting in January. They're all ready, got them all fired up and focused. And you know, this was my thoughts, of course, not theirs, but I thought, cool, now I'm just going to go off into the sunset, bye. And it was actually what I needed. And that nobody felt like that. Oh, look at him swanning off. It was like, yeah, you've deserved it. We've seen how hard you've been bloody working the last few months. Mm-hmm. Take the time off. We can, you know, we've got everything that we need while you're away. And they did. But I've come back now and I've realized how much more I can serve them. Now I've had that time to not think. And you don't need to fly to Mexico to have that non-thinking time. Just focus on taking a long weekend every now and again. You know, if you're working a normal job, take a Friday off. In fact, like even better, take a Monday off. So you have a nice Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday back into work on Tuesday. Everyone likes a bank holiday because they're back in work on Tuesday and it's closer to the weekend. So that it can be a great strategy just by allocating certain days where you're going to have a nice long weekend away. You know, Airbnbs, they're not too expensive if you get them, you know, just at the turn of the season. And there are some beautiful places which are at the same price as some hotels, you know, in the countryside where you can just, you know, where the Wi-Fi is absolutely shit and you can't get reception. They're the best places to go.
Blissful, isn't it?
Take some books, chill the fuck out, get some sleep and get some of that not thinking time.
I think that's a perfect end to this one, my friend.
100%. So summarize, Dan, your three takeaways for the Monday Blues. Monday Blues, January Blues.
Don't beat yourself up. Firstly, don't beat yourself up if you're not where you are. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, as in if things haven't gone to plan, keep going. Bad day is just a bad day. Bad week is just a bad week. You've got lots more ahead of you. And finally, take some time out to think, plan, audit, review, and come up with a simple structure that you can follow to get you to where you need to be. And after a period of time, review, re-audit, go again.
I'll just reiterate pretty much that actually, Dan. Number one, be a tortoise. You know, the old Aesop's fable of the tortoise and the hare. You know who wins the race, slow and steady. January sucks balls. It really, really does. Don't try and achieve anything straight after Christmas, after all the festivities, all the spending, all the mince pies. February, March, you know, the sun comes up a bit better, it gets a little bit warmer, it gets a bit nicer. Focus on your goals then. And very much like Dan said there, take some time to think, but then also take some time to not think, because that's where your best ideas will come from. And that's where your brain will really recharge its batteries so you can use it again.
Awesome.
Ladies and gents, I really hope you enjoyed this episode of the Body and the Beast podcast. And I am on a mission with this podcast this year to get more people to have a listen to it. So if you have made it all the way to the end of this episode, please, please, please share this podcast with somebody that you know will enjoy the episodes. We're going to be posting an episode a week, as we have done for the last year and a bit now. And we're only going to be dropping more knowledge bombs and it getting so much better.
And I am on a mission to be an absolute fucking menace this year and have some fun doing it as well. So fuck normal, old Dan, not drunk Dan, but old fun Dan is fucking back.
Love it. Ladies and gents, I've been your body, Jamie Wilton.
And I've been your beast, Dan Meredith. Take care.